be a little bit in the football spirit this morning.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Congratulations, ASU, on a good win.
And I hear U of A.
Congratulations, U of A.
How did our Lumberjacks do?
I think they play today.
Play today? Yeah. All right. Well, good luck, Lumberjacks. You were just up there eating. You didn't get the itinerary?
I didn't get the lowdown. I was too busy eating.
The schedule? It's too good?
I was too busy eating.
Well, we're talking this morning with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. We are right at planting season. It's Labor Day, so we're going to be fertilizing citrus. We've also got Julie Murphy in from the Arizona Farm Bureau talking about just the local business that farming and ranching is, along with the recipes. Go ahead and finish that one, and then we're going to bring Richard in, who wants to talk about how do you plant those tiny seeds like carrots. And Jay says he's got a great answer, which is good because I need to hear it too.
Well, since Jay was saying fall, winter vegetables, it's roots, stems, and leaves, we got to have at least one recipe. But Isabel Russo's carrot salad recipe is on fillyourplate.org. It's searchable, so just you can search it by carrots. We have to do that. The Russos grow a lot of carrots here in Arizona. But it's basically just a salad. You get 5 20-ounce packages of carrots. They've got to be Russo carrots. And to taste, golden raisins, and then poppy seed dressing. The instructions are there on Fill Your Plate, and it's just a really good, refreshing, light salad, and of course a healthy one because it's carrots.
How deep down do you think they till for a carrot? Because you got to have a lot of soil worked up to get a good carrot.
They do, and you know, most of those, you know, discs and things are what, 20 inches probably? So they're,
is that
you
what
know,
they're tearing up?
I would guess somewhere in that ballpark.
1-888-767-4348 as we go through our calls this morning, starting with Richard. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, guys. It's nice weather.
Yes, sir.
My question is, on those tiny little seeds, how do you plant those to kind of get relatively even spacing? Broadcast them? Do you plant them individually? I know in the past sometimes I've taken a pair of tweezers and...
Okay. All right. Well, here's an answer. First of all, you can buy little seeders, a little plastic thing that has a little spinner thing, and you put the seed in there and you kind of turn it. You've bought split shots for fishing before, right? Little sinkers, and it's in that little round thing, and the different sizes, you turn the hole till the size you want and they fall out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and each one's a different weight depending on what you're...
Well, they make a little device like that you can put the seed in there and you turn it and a seed or two will come out and you shake it, you know, then you dump it in the soil and everything. But I have, this is handed down from my dad, you take any kind of jar, a mason jar, and put some potting soil in there, maybe, you know, a third, or it depends on how much seed you're doing, a little potting soil, put your seeds in that, and then put a little more soil in there, and then just shake it up really, really good. And then if you want, you could poke some holes in the top of that. But then the seed is mixed in with this soil, and it separates all of the seeds. And as you dump the soil out, it's putting the seeds mixed with the soil out in a fairly evenly spaced out deal. You just go down your row with this mixture, and you could do the same thing with sand, but sand or potting soil in a mason jar mixed with your seeds, mix it up really good, and then just shake it out in your little row or furrow that you're planting in.
That sounds like something that would work really well, but for Richard, who's in the habit of planting them with a tweezers, I don't think that's going to cut it for him. He's obviously, can we say, obsessed?
You can... Another thing you can buy, Richard, if you can find them, they do sell things like carrots, particularly in what's called a seed tape. And the seed actually comes stuck to a little sticky tape, and it's paper, so it disintegrates after a while. And you make your little trench, and you lay that seed tape flat, and you put a little soil on top of it. And that's, you know, that's kind of a cheater's way of doing it, but, you know, you can do it that way.
Looking at the back of, cheaters, if you can eat it, man, cheat any way you can if it gets you produce. But you look at the back of seed packets, and it's always telling you, you know, plant this many, and then you thin it out. Do y'all ever thin your, when you put your seeds in your mason jar and you mix it up and spread it out, did you ever have to go back and thin them out?
You still will probably have to thin some. I mean, it's still going to put it on, depending on your germination and how things come up. you know, thinning is a success story. If you have to go in and thin, that means you had really good germination. You did good. You know, so you just got, you have more of them and they're growing. And things like beets and radishes and root things, if they're growing too close together, you know, they're just going to kind of start jacking up out of the ground and they're not going to develop to the size you want and that sort of thing. Leafy things like spinach and, you know, lettuces and those, not so much. I mean, you don't really care unless you're trying to grow a head of lettuce. That needs to be spaced properly. But if you're growing leaf type crops, not such a big problem. But yeah, you definitely want to thin your root crops if they're growing like right next to each other. And you know, you can envision how big you want your radishes to be and you can space them accordingly.
If you want to grow carrots, I can't think of a better argument for raised planter.
Yeah, good, soft, deep soil.
I mean, right. Jennifer, how many years? I mean, we created our garden at our house. I mean, the first year I tilled it literally with a backhoe. Mm-hmm. You know, and now 20-some years later, I can go out there and reach my hand down in the dirt 6 or 8 inches and just pull it up in handfuls. But, I mean, it was years of manipulating and massaging that. So our first batch of carrots, I think the longest one we got was like 1.5 inches long.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.